This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 33 development projects worth over 53,400 crore rupees at Bhuj in Gujarat. On this occasion, the Prime Minister said it is government's resolve that every citizen should have access to electricity and their electricity bill should be zero. He said PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana has been launched towards this end.
Hamara Kutch, Bharat ki Saur Kranti ke bhi kendra mein, dunia ke sabse bade solar power project mein se ek yahan mere Kutch mein ban raha hai. खावड़ा कॉम्प्लेक्स के कारण कच्छ पूरी दुनिया के एनर्जी मैप में अपनी जगह बना चुका है. साथियों, हमारी सरकार का प्रयास है कि आपको पर्याप्त बिजली भी मिले और बिजली का बिल भी जीरो हो.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर एडेड दैट कच्छ इज बिकमिंग द वर्ल्ड्स लार्जेस्ट सेंटर ऑफ ग्रीन एनर्जी.
हमारा कच्छ हरित ऊर्जा का दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा केंद्र बन रहा है. ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन एक नए प्रकार का ईंधन है. आने वाले समय में कारें, बसें, स्ट्रीट लाइट ये ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन से चलने वाली है.
Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees at Dahod. He said 1.4 billion Indians are united and working tirelessly to build a Vikasit Bharat. The Earth Sciences Ministry today launched a high-resolution 6-kilometer numerical global model Bharat Forecast System, BFS, for operational forecasts up to the panchayat level, which is expected to help address extreme rainfall events, among other things. Dedicating the model to the country, Earth Sciences Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the indigenously made BFS was developed by 5 female scientists, which highlights India's women-led development. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has pointed out that terrorist organizations are openly operating from the cities and towns of Pakistan. He said, terrorism is an open business in Pakistan that is supported, financed and used by the Pakistani military and state. In an interview to a German newspaper, Dr. Jaishankar said, India has sent a clear signal to the terrorists that price has to be paid by them for carrying out terrorist attacks. Israel has rejected a new proposal aimed at halting its offensive in Gaza and securing the release of 10 more hostages. A senior Israeli official from the country's negotiation team told Israel's state-owned TV today that US mediators presented the proposal overnight. According to the official, it included the release of 5 living hostages and 5 deceased, the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza, a 70-day ceasefire, and negotiations toward a permanent ceasefire. The official said that Israel has rejected the deal, describing it as a surrender to Hamas. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall in coastal and south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. The weather agency has further predicted thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Delhi, Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Punjab and Rajasthan. Indian shooter Tejaswini claimed the gold medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event to continue the country's domination in the ISSF Junior World Cup 2025 in Seoul, Germany, here on Monday. Tejaswini aggregated 31 after firing 5 shots in the 8 women final. Currently, India is leading the medal standings with 11 medals. India's top chess stars, world champion D. Gugesh and Arjun Erigesi, will lead country's charge at the prestigious Norway chess tournament starting today at Stavanger. The tournament will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.